Hi guys, and welcome to another Audio Boo. So we finished week one, and you guys have been looking at physical factors that impact the performance. Obviously, we're looking at physical. A lot of you seem to understand the fitness side, okay, the fitness aspect of the physical factors. So things like CRE, speed, flexibility, strength, and then we've got skill-related fitness, okay, with agility, balance, reaction time, coordination. These are all things you seem to understand and how they can affect performance. The other things you need to think about are that still fall under the physical factors are our skills. So maybe it might be your consistency, your imagination, your flair of your skill, the creativity of the skills you're producing, your fluency, your effort, your control. You know, these are all kind of things you can take in terms of the skills. Are you able to creatively sidestep your defender to get into a gap, for example? And the last one is obviously tactics and composition. So we're looking at strategies or formations that may benefit your performance. So things like tactics, you know, personal strengths or weaknesses. Other things may well be things like principles of play, so like width, depth, mobility, decision making in terms of tactics and how those decisions have effect on your performance. So for example, by having width in your performance, you're able to stretch a defence to create gaps for attackers to go through and find holes in the defence in order to break through that attack, to break through that defence, to find attacking opportunities. So they're the three kind of aspects or physical factors that impact the performance, and what we've recapped over the week. Obviously, when we're coming to writing about these, we're making sure that we're explaining and describing for you national lot and for the higher lot. Okay, you're looking to evaluate. So we're looking for you to guys to try and think about obviously what the factor is that affects you, okay, and why either positively or negatively does that factor affect you. What happens when you have good speed, okay? What happens when you have bad speed? How does that affect you during your game of rugby or hockey, during your swimming, your gymnastics? How does that affect you? What does it cause? Yeah. And what's the end results of that? Okay, so that's what we're looking for overall. I think from some of the things we have started on, some of you are showing some good signs that you're taking that on board. As I say, you can use this to recap, look at your physical factors table as well. That will help you to remind yourself of the different aspects of physical factors that impact performance. Remember guys, again, use Edmodo, ask any questions if you're not sure about things for homework and stuff like that. Help each other out and we will help you as well, myself and Miss Owenson. All right, good luck and speak to you soon.